Blackmail? Oh no, I would never blackmail you. You're the monarch, the leader of our country. I would never stoop to such low measures of persuasion. This isn't blackmail. This is just blackmail. I wish there were a nicer term, but there isn't. But to be fair, you really did not leave me with any other choice. I thought we had a wonderful working relationship. I thought we were close. So very close. To me, you're not merely a monarch. You're more than that. To me, you're someone very special. And I cherish every moment we spend together. So to find out that you want to abdicate, that you want to leave, oh no. No, I could never, ever let that happen. You mean too much to me. Monarch and Prime Minister. It's how it should be. Working closely for the good of the country. I know you care about your country. And I know you think you're in love with her. But it's not real love, is it? Not really. Not like the love that we have. Because we have a true love. A love that will see this country into a golden dawn of prosperity. But that can't happen if you're not the monarch, can it? That won't happen if you're not the one wearing the crown. Oh, and you look so beautiful wearing the crown. So no. You won't be abdicating. And you won't be seeing her again. But now that we've come to our friendly agreement, you will be seeing your corgis again. And they have missed you so, so much. Don't worry. I've been taking care of them. I know how important they are to you. And what matters to you matters to me. Because you're the monarch. And we belong together. And I won't let anyone or anything ruin that. Even if it means I have to kidnap every corgi in the palace. I'm doing it for the country. I'm doing it for us. I'm doing it. For you.